Imagine you were on a plane complaining about something and suddenly someone popped up right next to you to make a joke.
Oh, really? What happened next? Did you fly through the air incredibly like a bird? Did you partake in the miracle of human flight, you non-contributing zero, that you got to fly? You're flying!
Louis C.K., you little jester. Or how about you were snuggling with the love of your life at a juice bar and suddenly another jester, Kevin Hart, pops up to poke fun at you and your loved one.
Hey, I got a little bit of juice left. You want some juice? Yeah, you want to take a sip? I'll take a sip. You take a sip. You want to do it like that? You want to go sip, sip, sip like that, back and forth? Yeah? Go ahead, take a sip. Ah, okay, give it to me. Same time, do it. Your nose is in the way. No, your nose is in the way. That. I love you. That.
And then poor Jimmy Fallon with his busted up hand on The Tonight Show getting gestured by the jesterette of the moment, Amy Schumer.
I can't. Your hand is so gross. Like, it's so... gross to look at.
It's not gross to look at, so don't look at it, though.
Why do you don't cover it? It's fine. It's fine.
It's not fine. I'm not.
It's just so gross.
All right, well, stop making me. All right.
Sorry.
It's a proud centuries-old tradition, gesturing, the root of all stand-up and clowning and acrobatics, juggling and public silliness. Having a jester around brightens up the world, which needed some serious brightening back in the Middle Ages. Plague jokes, now that's an art and a challenge. A practitioner of this ancient art, Russell Irwood, has just been named the first official jester in Conwy, Wales, in over 700 years. There's no plague epidemic in Conwy. City fathers just wanted to attract tourists and to show off the local clowning and theatrical talent. Russell will hold the title for the entire month of August at Conwy, and he told us his jesterhood had a storybook beginning.
I had to do three tests. I had to balance a sword on my chin. I had to juggle daggers blindfolded and make coins disappear and reappear. And at the end of those, the people of Conwy got to decide whether or not they wanted to keep me or get rid of me. We had an executioner on standby just in case they decided they didn't want a fool. But no, they decided that I was up to the task, as it were.
Kind of interesting that there's an executioner before the jester, you know?
Yeah. Well, once you become the jester, you've pretty much got license to say and do whatever you want. So that was their last chance to rid the town of me.
So where does the test come from? Is it some, you know, something written on some stone somewhere up at Stonehenge or?
Well, not quite Stonehenge, although the stones are local stones that got moved into England. But we found that to become a jester, there was a ceremony. We found extracts of things that was said during the ceremony. We also know that the jester would have had to have done a series of tasks, although we don't know what those tasks were. So I said to the Chamber of Trade, who are the people that have appointed me, you come up with whatever you feel you need to, and I will do my best to pull off whatever it is you put in front of me. And thankfully, I managed to do it.
Well, I admire your quest to be authentic here, as well as the tests themselves. I don't think I could pass them, that's for sure. Now, how does it work for a jester? I mean, is it like a fireman where you hang out in a garage somewhere and the alarm goes off and we need a jester and you have to immediately report to some address, or are you just wandering around the town doing ridiculous stuff?
I wish it was more like a fireman. That would be amazing. The jester bell goes off and slide down a pole. That would be so good. No, I'm pretty much in the town all the time. We've got three shows a week, every Wednesday, Friday and Saturday. So we're doing that. And then the rest of the time, I'm just out and around town doing street shows, twisting balloons for kids. I get the bell out and ring that and sort of broadcast local news that way, chatting to people, having photographs, directing people around town as well. There's lots of other things to see. We've got the castle and the walls and all that kind of stuff. We've got Britain's smallest house, which is amazing. Yeah, there's quite a lot involved with the job, really.
So it's a cross between, you know, some kind of hobbit and Jon Stewart.
That's the best ever. Yeah. Yeah. I'll go with that. Yeah, definitely.
Right.
That's amazing.
That's good. So I just can't let that pass. The smallest house in Britain. Russell, please do tell.
Yeah, no, literally, it's a real house. It's down on the quay in Conwy, and used to be the home to a man that was over 6 feet tall. It's painted bright red, and it is tiny. Literally, you go in, and it's not so much a case of taking a tour. It's more a case of you look through the door, and you know, you just go, oh yeah, there, that's it. You know, it's insane. And then compared to that, you've got this huge castle overlooking everything else, which is just immense, and takes over most of the town, really. So we've got something for everybody, some big, some little.
Do you bill by the hour? Are you a 7 day a week kind of jester? How does it work?
Well, I'm the Conway jester 24/7. It's more what I am rather than what I do. But you know, sort of payment wise, I get paid in the traditional way, and that's from tips from the people. If they come and see the show and they enjoy the show and they like what I do and they want to give me money, then you know, great. And if they don't, then you know, it's crusty bread for dinner.
Crusty bread for dinner. So. Is there a Hall of Fame of jesters in British history, in, you know, going back to Welsh history and, you know, in wherever? I mean, do you have some role model that you would think about? There's certainly references in Shakespeare to idiots and silly people of all kinds.
There's quite a lot of you know, sort of gestering throughout British history, Welsh and English, Scottish history as well, right up until about George the First, and once he had his hair cut off and democracy started to take over, the role of the jester kind of died out, and it's kind of a personal mission to try and bring the jester back. I think I think we need it these days.
Well, we're way ahead of you here in the States. I mean, I would have to say probably virtually every member of Congress could qualify as a jester.
You know, you're not the first person to say that on either side of the pond. There's quite a few people this side have said that about our own politicians as well.
And, you know, we've got Donald Trump. I mean, that's got to be a busload of jesters right there.
Well, that's true. I don't know if I could compete with Trump head to head in the the jester stakes. I don't know. I would like to see him balance a sword on his face, though. That'd be interesting.
That'd probably get, you know, 40 million viewers rather than just the 24 million at the debate.
I think we should try and arrange that. That'd be brilliant.
Let's work on it. We would definitely work on it. All right, Russell. Well, thanks so much. And, you know, if we're having a bad day here on The Takeaway, we may just give you a call. You know, we'll pull the emergency needed jester alarm here.
Ah, I'm there. I'm with you whenever you need me, you know.
All right.
Thank you so much.
He's a public servant. He is a public servant at the very core. Russell, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Take care.
If you're in the mood to see some funny hats and costumes, we have all sorts of pictures of Russell Irwood there, the jester of Conway, on our website, thetakeaway.org. And here's something to take with you today. There's another real jester who's been at it for 5 years online. This anonymous character, the jester, well known to all government and corporate IT security officials, has brought down dozens of websites that he deems support jihadist propaganda and recruitment efforts. He says he stopped counting at 179. He's an internet superhero, has been compared to Batman. He told CNN this year that he's a vigilante, but his only public persona is on Twitter as at TH3J35T3R. He is unapologetic, unabashedly pro-American, and apparently partial to military jargon. Follow him at TH3J35T3R. Different kind of jester. That's all for today, but you can call us at 877-8MY-TAKE or send a tweet at The Takeaway and respond to anything you heard on today's program. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry, the host, jester, all of the above for The Takeaway.